This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian nuclear forces on high alert amid tensions with the West over his invasion with Ukraine. The order means Putin wants Russia's nuclear weapons prepared for increased readiness to launch and raises the threat that Moscow's invasion and the West's response to it could boil over into nuclear warfare. In giving that directive, the Russian leader cited what he called aggressive statements by top NATO powers, along with the West's hard-hitting financial sanctions. The UN Security Council voted for the 193-member General Assembly to hold an emergency session on Russia's invasion of Ukraine this Monday. The vote to authorize an emergency meeting was 11 in favor, Russia opposing, and China, India, and the United Arab Emirates abstaining. That was the exact same vote on a resolution Friday demanding that Moscow immediately stop its attack in Ukraine and withdraw all troops. But in that case, Russia used its veto and the resolution was defeated. The Ukrainian UN ambassador asked for the General Assembly meeting to be held under the so-called Uniting for Peace resolution initiated by the United States and adopted in November 1950. Australia will provide lethal military equipment to Ukraine to help the Ukrainians resist the Russian invasion. The Australian government's announcement Monday gave no details on what material it may be sending. The move follows an offer on Friday of non-lethal military equipment, medical supplies, and a $3 million contribution to a NATO trust fund for support of the besieged country. Australia has imposed sanctions on more than 350 Russian individuals, including the Russian President Vladimir Putin, since Thursday. There's more at VOA